The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan hosts Indiana on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I can go straight to questions.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Nick Baumgartner, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Jim, I think yesterday we forgot to ask about Josh Metellus. I know he didn't play. He said it's a soft tissue injury. Do you have any update on him if he's available this week?
No, we'll practice today and see where he's at.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, in your opinion, when it comes to game planning for Indiana or whoever the opponent may be, is it more important that you concentrate on what you do and see if they can stop it, or do you want to adjust to what they do and see if you can stop them?
I think both things factor in. Both mindsets. Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to watch what their fronts are, what their coverages are, and what their blitzes are, and find patterns or find things where you think that you can attack. You know, them offensively, defensively, or special teams. I think that's and then, you know, what combination of what you think your team is would be successful schematically. So, yeah, to answer your question, both of those factors.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Aaron McMahon, MLive Media Group.
Jim, I know you've gotten a lot of questions this week about Shea Patterson, but I want to take you back to your first meeting with him in the winter. What do you remember about going down to Mississippi to talk to Shea, and what do you remember thinking coming out of your meeting with him?
Just I really liked him and really liked his parents. I liked his family a lot. Felt like he was a good guy. I guess my first impression was that he was not the big man on campus type of guy that the stereotypical big man on campus. He wasn't that. He was a good down to earth, genuine person and really liked him and his family. That was the things that probably resonated the most with me.
Going into that meeting, how much due diligence do you do, for a transfer of his caliber? I mean, did you watch tape? How much did you know about him? I guess how much did you know going into that meeting?
Well, quite a bit. I remember that was hired here, and within months he had committed elsewhere to Ole Miss, and then had watched some his high school game in person, and as we were recruiting other players that they were playing, and had watched tape of him in high school, really liked him, and watched the Army All-American game that he played in. He was really good there as well. And then when he, made it known that he was going to transfer, then we started watching his college tape and thought it was really good. And that was what I watched as far as his play, high school and college.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Angelique Chingelis, Detroit News.
Jim, I was wondering if you had a updated timeline on Dylan McCaffrey's recovery and whether he'd be available if there's a late postseason push.
No, I really don't have a timeline. I think it's probably not going to be available, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Be back for spring ball.
Okay.
Your next question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Good morning, Coach. We're doing your game on national radio this week, and I'm curious if you could tell our audience, when you're a prohibitive favorite in this or any game, do you do anything different at all in your approach with your team to be sure they're not looking ahead, and if not, why not? And as a player, what did you do?
Well, I mean, our goal is to win the next game. That's our goal. Doesn't seem like a very good idea to look ahead. And Indiana is, I know as coaches for sure, and players are watching as well. I mean, we've been watching the Indiana team because we've played crossover games. We've scouted teams that we were playing that particular week that Indiana had played, and we see how good Indiana is. We've had 3 out of 3 very competitive games with them the last 3 years, 2 that went to overtime and won a 10-point game here in Ann Arbor. So we understand it's a very good team. Score a lot of points on offense, very good on defense. Nothing easy on special teams. They're really talented and well coached, and we know we got a big task and challenge this week playing Indiana.
Is there anything that's not obvious to the outsider why your team has come together the way you have this year, as opposed to maybe just in the last couple of seasons?
The guys really they've been focused week after week, and they practice really hard. They're a good bunch to coach. They enjoy each other's company. All good things there. They work hard and a very intense focus group.
Thanks, Coach. And by the way, I love your comment on Frank Gore yesterday. That was awesome.
He is amazing.
He's a special guy, isn't he?
No doubt about it.
All right. All the best, man. Take care.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.